Hi, it's me. Who? With that accent? You're wondering now as you're listening to this voicemail. I am that dad you talked to last Friday. You know, when you came to our house with your friends? I think you're just getting ready for the weekend, or... My daughter told me you had a shower and changed clothes and whatever, like young women do. I was doing some work in the garden and you just went out to get some air. And then I almost bumped into you. I was dressed in my shorts and a very tight t-shirt. Our eyes met for a brief moment. And I gave you a silly smile. And you seemed to blush. So I uttered some kind of excuse, but well, I guess I looked a little too long at you. It was difficult not to look at you. I mean, in that top and with those shorts you had on. My mind wandered a little too much. Well, didn't mean to make you uncomfortable or anything. But your eyes were big and captivating, your hair shiny and falling over your cute face, and I could make out the shape of your body under those clothes. I liked what I saw, you bet. And I liked how your breath sort of paused when you stammered like, I was just going to... To be honest, I didn't think of much else the rest of the day. So, I asked my daughter about who you were. I mean, very discreetly. And you seemed to be a smart and funny young woman. A good friend, too. Yeah, I know I'm a married guy and I should not think about a young woman about half my age. But I could not help it. And that is why I had to send you that first text. The one you answered. I can imagine you are surprised, but also a little intrigued. Maybe even flattered. Perhaps you wanted to play with me. Was that why you sent me the link to your Instagram? Those pictures you have there are, well, I mean perfectly normal, but also quite inspiring. Not least that one in the blue swimwear, worth looking at more than once. Even yes, all your images are like decent, nothing really revealing. Still you look, I have to say this, you look hot. And when you answered me again, telling me that you like that I treat you like a grown-up, not like a kid the way your parents do. Okay. So, I have been thinking about our encounter a lot and sort of whether I should just forget about it and go on with my life like nothing happened. Well, because nothing really happened. But I have felt that urge to not leave it at that, to reach out instead, just to, you know, see what happens if... So, I have built up my courage to send you this voicemail. And well, I think you are still listening. I mean... You could have just had a laugh and then you could have deleted this voicemail, maybe blocked me or whatever. But something tells me you are still listening. In your room with your earphones, making sure no one can hear you. Maybe even lying on your bed with your eyes closed, listening to my voice. Imagining things. like I am imagining things right now as I'm talking. Things like, what would happen if I asked you if we could maybe meet again somewhere, just you and me, somewhere where no one would know about us, and we could get to know each other better, some place where we had time to spend, just enjoying each other's company, and maybe then get a bit closer, so I could look into those beautiful eyes again, and lean towards you and caress your cheek, take the strands of your hair between my fingers, and place a hand behind your neck, pull you towards me a little, and I would kiss that lovely mouth. Was that out of line? Maybe. Still listening, are you? I think your pulse is going up, little girl. You want to know what more I would do with you if I would ask you to sit on my lap, stroke your back, kiss you again, take one of your earlobes between my lips and nibble a little, and move lower with my mouth. Kiss your neck and your collarbone. Let my hands hold your hips as you can't help it. But you would start to grind. Then my hands would go up under your t-shirt. Slowly starting to caress your boobs. Would you ask me to stop? Tell me, please, this is going too far. I don't think you would do that, little girl. No, you would start to moan instead, as I let my fingers pinch your nipples gently, playing with them for a good while, asking you to push your ass up a little for me, so I could remove those shorts of yours, groping your ass meanwhile, kissing and softly biting your neck, my hands going down to your thighs, stroking and teasing on the inside. Are you still listening? Do you feel something? I think you do. You feel a heat inside of you. You want to hear more. You are imagining that you are there now, with me, leaning back, letting me tug at your panties as I lean forward, kissing your boobs, kissing your stomach, teasing you with my tongue, lower and lower, while my hands go around your ass cheeks and your thighs, slowly, slowly exploring you, making you feel pleasure, before my tongue is almost there, almost at where you want me to touch you. And I would ask you, very politely, if I should stop or continue. And you would beg me, please, please don't stop. And then I would take two fingers and probe very gently at your entrance, before pushing them slowly inside of you. My tongue, at the same time, it goes down, teasing and licking until it finds your clit. And then your hips would start to shake and your moans, they would get higher and higher, I think you are moaning right now while you are listening to this voicemail. Maybe you are a little worried someone can hear you. Or you are home alone so you can really let go, thinking about how I would lick with more and more energy and touching your most sensitive spots, rubbing, circling, going in and out with my fingers, eating you out, fingering your cunt, doing this and enjoying it with patience. Until you would start to shake in your torso and your legs, whimpering, moaning loudly, and I would increase my speed as that wonderful wave takes hold of you and you just ride it. Yes, that wave of pleasure and stars flashing in your brain, and you would spasm and scream and throw your head from one side to another as the pleasure takes hold of you. You would come like crazy and coming again and again and again and again, and you until those waves slow down and you're panting, you're returning back, relaxing, just feeling good as I raise myself up and kiss you and hug you so tightly, holding you close to me until your breathing is back to normal. And then I will lift you up to my lap again, stroking your hair, kissing your face, and we could sit there for a long while as I tell you that this is just the beginning for you and me. So, did you enjoy my little hypothetical scenario? I bet you did. I bet it got you excited. I bet it did things with you. I bet you want to hear more. Maybe even... No, you will have to say it yourself. It is up to you now, whether you want to delete this voicemail right away and try to forget about it, or text me right back, because this can be the start of something, something you want, something you need. Young woman.